Lecture 11 Teaching Prep, Part 2, Working Through the 8 Case Studies. Welcome back, Michael. Part 2 covers Block 3, the case studies, which is the longest single stretch of the lecture. About 30 minutes. 8 cases plus a think pair share in the middle. Your single biggest risk in this stretch is overinvesting in cases 1 and 2 and running out of time for cases 5 through 8, where Group 4, Group 5, and Group 7 students get the project tie-ins they need. The case studies are not equally weighted. Cases 1 and 5 are the load-bearing ones. Cases 2 and 4 are convergence anchors. Cases 3, 6, 7, and 8 are nuance. Treat them accordingly. Case 1, green parrots. This is the textbook case, and it deserves about 3 minutes. Open with a hook that lands hard. Most green parrots have NO green pigment. 0. Their green is a mixed mechanism color produced by 2 layers of physics and chemistry in the same feather barb. Pause after no green pigment, 0. The pause is the lesson. Students assume green animals contain green pigment. The whole lecture pivots on dislodging that assumption. Then the recipe. Layer 1 is structural blue. Spongy keratin with quasi-ordered air voids. Coherent scattering. Broadband peak around 450 nanometers. Same family of mechanism as a blue jay feather. You can name check the blue jay here. Students saw it in LEC 10, and it builds the bridge. Layer 2 is yellow pigment. Psittaca fulvin. This is a parrot-specific pigment. Linear polyene similar in architecture to a carotenoid, but synthesized de novo by the bird rather than acquired through diet. That phrase, synthesized de novo, is worth saying because it distinguishes psittaca fulvin from carotenoids. Carotenoids come from food. Psittaca fulvin comes from the bird's own metabolism. That's a major evolutionary innovation in parrots. They escaped the dietary dependency that constrains carotenoid-based color in songbirds. Then the math. Blue plus yellow. Subtractive color mixing. Net result, green. Say it as a recipe. Blue plus yellow equals green. Pause. Then deliver the diagnostic. 3 independent experiments confirm the 2 mechanism story. Grind the feather. Yellow pigment remains. You get yellow powder. Bleach with solvent. Structural blue remains. The feather turns blue. Tilt under light. The blue component shifts angle. The yellow does not. 3 independent manipulations. 3 independent confirmations. This is the cleanest mixed mechanism case in biology. Both contributions are separable. Both are removable. Both are diagnosable. Tell students to remember this case if they remember nothing else. Move on. Don't linger. Case 2, Peacocks Revisited. 2 minutes Max Rosemary did peacocks last Thursday. You're going one click deeper. Z et al. 2003, PNS. Every color in a peacock's eye spot, blue, green, yellow-brown, copper, is made by the same materials with different spacing. Melanin rods in a 2D hexagonal lattice with keratin matrix between rods and air holes along the rod axis. Then the punch table. Lattice spacing 140 nanometers gives blue. 150 gives green. 165 gives yellow-brown. 185 gives copper. One material. One molecule. For colors. Geometry alone produces the variation. The conceptual move here is the second punchline. Is the peacock a mixed mechanism? Yes and no. Yes, because both melanin and structure are involved. No, because melanin in peacocks isn't acting as the chromophore. Melanin isn't selectively absorbing visible light. Melanin is the high refractive index building block. The category, pigmentary versus structural, begins to blur. This is your first taste of what the continuum will resolve. Say it explicitly, in parrots, pigment and structure are separable contributions. In peacocks, the pigment is the structural element. We'll come back to this on the continuum slide at the end of class. That forward reference is teaching architecture. Students should hear continuum 3 or 4 times before they see the slide. Case 3, butterflies. Papilio swallowtails. Vukusic et al. 2001, Procroy SOCB. 2 minutes. The recipe is chitin multilayer plus papilliochrome pigment. The multilayer reflects in the blue-green range. The papilliochrome absorbs UV and blue and fluoresces yellow-green. Crucially, the two contributions interact. The structural element creates a light trap cavity. The little bit of light that gets absorbed excites papilliochrome fluorescence. The emitted yellow-green light gets channeled by the multilayer in specific directions. Net effect, the wing looks more saturated and brighter than either pure structural or pure pigment color would predict. This is the first synergistic, not just additive, case in the lecture. Underline the word synergistic. The structural element changes how the pigment radiates light. Same physics is being exploited in solar cells, LED phosphors, and photonic crystal lasers today. Pair a fluorescent dye with a periodic structure, you get directional narrowband emission. Butterflies got there 100 million years before us. That's a one-line aside, not a tangent, say it and move on. Case 4, jewel beetles. 2 minutes. Buprestidae and Cetoniini. Elytra contain 5 to 20 alternating layers of chitin and melanin-rich chitin. Refractive index contrast around 1.56 versus 2.0, strong multilayer interference. Reflectance peaks anywhere from 400 to 700 nanometers, depending on layer thickness. The teaching beat is melanin's three jobs in one molecule. 1. High refractive index contrast. 2. Absorber preventing washout. 3. Sclerotization of the cuticle, making the armor tough. One molecule, three jobs. Pigment, structural element, structural protein. Then the convergence beat. Birds use keratin plus melanin. Beetles use chitin plus melanin. Different lineages, different proteins, same trick. Convergence on a physical principle, not on a developmental gene. This is your second best opportunity in the lecture to see a comparative biology insight. Don't oversell it, but do say convergence on a physical principle out loud. The diagnostic in jewel beetles is the most extreme version of mixing in the case set. Both grinding and bleaching eliminate color. There is no separable pigmentary contribution. The pigment is the structure. This case will live on the far end of the continuum at position 5. Now the first TPS. Predict the mechanism mix. This is 4 minutes total, 3 minutes of discussion, 1 minute of cold calls. The setup. For animals. Tree frog, mandrel face, neon damselfish flank, hummingbird gorget. For each, predict the pigment contribution, the structural contribution, and what diagnostic experiment you'd run. The pedagogical purpose of this TPS is twofold. First, it's a comprehension check on the framework. Can students apply grinding and bleaching predictions to novel cases? Second, the hummingbird is a trick question. Hummingbird gorget is not mixed. It's pure structural. The point of including it is to make sure students are willing to say, this one is not mixed, rather than reflexively assigning a mixed mechanism to every animal you list. The hints on screen, 3 layers of skin in tree frogs, soft tissue mechanism for mandrel red, iridophore xanthophore stacking in damselfish, angle dependence in hummingbird. These are designed to be enough to orient a thoughtful student without giving the answer. When you launch the discussion, do it crisply. 3 minutes. Talk to your neighbor. Go. Then watch the room. If it's quiet at minute 1.5, walk in among them. Don't sit at the lectern. Light interventions. Ask one pair, what would you predict for the tree frog? That moves the room. When you cold call, take 4 pairs, 1 organism each. Don't worry about correctness. The answers come from the next 4 slides. The TPS purpose is to get them committed before the answer reveal, so the reveal lands. The trick question debrief is short. The hummingbird is the one that's not mixed. Pure structural. The point of including it was to make sure you noticed that not every color is a mixed mechanism. Some are pure pigment. Some are pure structural. The continuum will tell us which. That's your transition into the answer cases. Now cases 5 through 8. These are the project relevant ones. Paced down a little, students have just done the TPS, attention is sharp, and you can deliver content fast. Case 5, tree frogs. Bagnara 1968. Foundational paper on dermal chromatophore architecture. The 3 layers. Xanthophores on top with yellow pterin or carotenoid pigment. Iridophores in the middle with guanine platelet stacks producing structural blue. Melanophores at the bottom with melanin to absorb transmitted light. The optics. White light passes through the yellow filter, losing short wavelengths. hits the iridophore stack, reflects blue back up. Reflected blue passes back through the yellow filter. Net result, green. Same blue plus yellow recipe as parrots, but executed in skin tissue with cells instead of feathers with subcellular nanostructure. The melanophore at the bottom catches transmitted light, preventing washout. Same architectural role as Price Waldman's hidden black underfeathers in songbirds. Different lineage, same architectural solution. Convergence again. Project tie-in. Reef fish skin uses this exact recipe. Most green wrasses, parrotfishes, and surgeonfishes are three-layer chromatophore systems. Cirilobrini, group 4, and Acanthuridae, group 5, your color diversity is largely a story of iridophore plus pigment cell stacking. Not pigment chemistry alone. Say that out loud. Your students may have assumed reef fish color comes from clever pigments. It mostly comes from clever cell stacking. The diagnostics are beautiful. Bleach the xanthophore pigment, the animal turns blue. Disrupt the iridophore stack, the animal turns yellow. Block the melanophore, the animal turns pale. Three layers, three diagnostic tests, three mechanisms in collaboration. The tree frog is the cleanest demonstration of the chromatophore stacking framework that you'll see in a vertebrate. Case 6, mandrels. 2 minutes. Prum and Torres, 2003. Journal of Experimental Biology. Mandrel blue facial ridges are produced by ordered collagen fiber arrays that scatter short wavelengths coherently. Same physics as a blue jay feather in mammalian skin tissue. The red is dense subdermal vasculature plus oxygenated hemoglobin. Not a pigment cell color at all. Just blood, made visible by a thin transparent overlay of skin. This is mixed in the patchwork sense, not the same tissue sense. Blue ridges from collagen geometry. Red nose from hemoglobin. Yellow beard from pheomelanin in hair. Three different mechanisms, three adjacent patches, all coordinated for a single sexual signal, and all under hormonal control. Higher rank males have brighter blue ridges and redder noses simultaneously. The mandrel face is a multidimensional honest signaling display. The teaching moment is also a correction to a generalization you've made earlier. Mammals only have melanin, mostly. They do only have melanin in their hair. But in skin, primates have rediscovered structural color via collagen architecture. A small primate-specific structural color comeback after the nocturnal bottleneck. Say, after the nocturnal bottleneck, out loud, that phrase is one of the recurring themes of the course and your students will appreciate the callback. Case 7, turicos. 2 minutes. The pigment exception. Most green birds use the parrot trick, structural blue plus yellow pigment. Turicos break the rule. Their green is pure pigment. Turicoverdin, a copper porphyrin, found in no other animal lineage on Earth. Their red is also pigment. Turicin, also a copper porphyrin. No structural component required. The diagnostic is decisive. Grind a turico feather, you get green powder. Grind a parrot feather, yellow powder. The grinding test discriminates turicos from every other green bird. Why turicos? Two hypotheses. One, ancestral access to dietary copper supported copper porphyrin biosynthesis and the pigment innovation preempted the need for structural color. Two, porphyrin-based color is faster to deploy developmentally than nanostructure, and turicos are highly social birds where rapid plumage display matters. Don't pick between hypotheses. Say, we don't know which is right, possibly both, and move on. The teaching point is that every rule has exceptions. Mixed mechanisms are the most common solution, but pure pigment green and pure structural green both exist in birds. The grinding test diagnoses which one you're looking at. Project tie-in for group 7, Halicoerin, and group 4, Cirilobrini. If your fish is green, predict whether it's mixed or pure pigment. Then check the literature. Most reef fish green will be mixed. But you'll get a much better grade if you actually verify rather than assume. Case 8, blue tang. Paracantharus hippatus. Group 5's clade, Acanthuridae. The body is pure iridophore, guanine multilayer in the dermis. The yellow tail is xanthophores with carotenoid plus pterin pigments, no iridophore beneath. The black mask is melanophores in dense aggregation. Different cells, different densities, different body regions, all in the same fish. The teaching beat. Transition zones, where blue meets yellow, are not pigment mixing. They are different cell types tiled in different densities at the boundary. This is what Krotochwil and Malarino 2023, you're reading later in the course, would call developmental geography of the chromatophore stack. For group 5 specifically, every acanthurus, naso, and zebrosoma color pattern can be decomposed into this framework. Which cells are present, in what layer, at what density? Color pattern is not pigment chemistry. Color pattern is the developmental geography of where chromatophores end up. This is going to be a major theme for the second half of the course. Color diversity at macroevolutionary scales is often diversity in chromatophore deployment, not diversity in chromatophore biochemistry. The molecules are old and shared. The patterns are new and lineage-specific. Pause after delivering that sentence. It's a load-bearing claim, and you want it to land. That closes the case studies. Check your watch. You should be at minute 52 of the lecture. Give or take 2 minutes. If you're past minute 55, accept that you'll have to compress the second TPS to 1 minute of discussion plus a single cold call. The continuum slide is non-negotiable. The second TPS is. End of part 2. Part 3 covers the synthesis, the second TPS, the continuum, the why mixed mechanisms dominate slide, and the closing, including the exit ticket.